Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today we're talking about the gift of health. And Dr. Prather, what's meant by the gift of health?
Well, this is something that is very important. The World Health Organization, the Center for Disease Control, FDA, all the major players in health and well-being have come to the conclusion that we need to have a greater awareness of breastfeeding and its importance in the health and well-being of our society. Mm-hmm. Breastfeeding your baby is considered the gift of health because it makes such a difference in the health of the child and such a difference in the health of society, that it is the gift that keeps on giving.
I like that, the gift of health. Well, who can give this gift of health to our little ones? And well, it sounds obvious,
but the reason that, that I was thinking about that particular question is that it's really society. It's not just the mother. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to have the support of the father. Mm-hmm. You need to have the support of the community. You have 50% of all women who are having babies are working at that time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there needs to be allowances within the workplace for expressing milk or having a lactation area. And, you know, there are actually laws out there that women can't expose their breaths, you know, in mm-hmm. public.
Their breaths? Breasts.
Yeah, I kind of stumbled over that word, you know. But, you know, there's some societal taboos out there that didn't used to be. You know, if a baby was hungry, mm-hmm. mom would just go ahead and start breastfeeding. And that was just a normal type of course. And then somehow, you know, we got into the mindset that that was offensive, mm-hmm. you know, that that wasn't something that should be done, that somehow it was sexual in nature, and it became a sort of a taboo type of thing, mm-hmm. which is ridiculous.
Right.
You know, when the baby's hungry, and we want to be fed now. Mm-hmm. So society really needs to come alongside mothers. Training. You know, there needs to be support groups. There needs to be a knowledgeable healthcare workers. You know, when they did studies on the obstetricians, gynecologists, the nurses, you know, what is your knowledge of breastfeeding? And 74% really didn't know anything, you know, on how to help a mother. At the hospitals where they're being born, there isn't really a whole lot of support at this time, mm-hmm. you know, and there's not necessarily an encouragement. Oftentimes, when a mother does a delivery, they give like this package, and guess what's in, you know, this basket is formula. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, this will make life easier. The reason that I kind of bring this up is this isn't just all on mom. Mm-hmm. There needs to be a support system out there that really makes this work. The people that they would go to, you know, before was their own moms. Mm-hmm. And there's a tremendous number of, grandmothers who didn't breastfeed. So, you know, they've kind of lost that generational support that would teach the new moms on how to breastfeed, because it's not just necessarily a natural type of thing that can occur. You actually need to know what you're doing, how to work through it, and what's involved with that. And the support in society needs to be there, and the support isn't where it should be.
Mm-hmm. Well, who's behind the push for breastfeeding? I mean, you say we have a breastfeeding day, did you say?
A week. Yeah, okay. And it's international. Mm-hmm. It's not just you know the United States, but it is something that was implemented to bring about awareness of breastfeeding and just how important it is. Mm-hmm. The World Health Organization is behind it, Center of Disease Control, National Institute of Health, all the major players in healthcare have said the number one determination on the health of an individual in life is whether they were breastfed or not.
Wow, that's a strong statement.
It's a very strong statement.
Hmm.
And it came about through scientific studies, and it went against what was being taught at that time. But the evidence and the truth behind it is just kind of is just completely overwhelming. Just what a huge difference that makes in the health and well-being of an individual in so many different types of levels. And it just doesn't stop when you are a baby, but it actually carries through on your entire life on how healthy you're going to be, is whether your mom breastfed you or not.
Interesting. I know we're going to go into that as the show goes on, those benefits. But why is there a need to re-educate the world on breastfeeding?
Right now, only 40% of all children in the world are breastfed.
Hmm. I thought it would be higher. It just seems to be.
That seems extremely low.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a worldwide crisis. And it has been brought about by infant formulas, mm-hmm. Companies,
mm-hmm.
which are making billions.
Right. People can save money breastfeeding. Now, see, I thought that it was kind of low because of worldwide.
Yes.
I thought more women outside the United States breastfeed.
It was that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happened, you know, sort of the scenario on that is back in the 1920s, they came up with infant formula.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big push among healthcare professionals that, oh, don't bother with that, just bottle feed.
Mm-hmm.
So the doctors, the hospitals actually discouraged it, told women not to do it.
Discouraged breastfeeding?
Absolutely. So there was a huge push, and what infant formula companies would do is they would go in, have these great big huge seminars for doctors,
mm-hmm.
healthcare professionals. And they would talk and schmooze them, give them lots of, you know, wine, food, and basically bribe them.
Mm-hmm.
And then bring in false information on how infant formula was superior to breast milk. And they changed American society first.
This was back in the 1920s.
1920s mm-hmm. is when there was a big push on that. The whole liberation of women from the shackles of all sorts of things,
mm-hmm.
you know, was the idea behind that. Oh, you know, you don't have to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can move on some other person could come in and can do that. So, you know, it wouldn't tie down the mom. And there was all this big push, the modern woman. They even had advertisements, the modern woman doesn't breastfeed.
Mm, wow. Mm-hmm.
So it became very popular in the United States. They got a higher percentage. Incredible profits.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible profits. And then all of a sudden, Americans realized there was a, like, this doesn't really make sense. And moms started to become educated, and then there was a drop-off, and they read the writing on the wall, and then they decided to do the same thing worldwide. But what they did is they advertised it as, Americans don't breastfeed, and they're the leading people in the world. Why should you be left behind as a poor, ignorant type of a person out there who mm-hmm. breastfeeds?
Mm-hmm.
And they really hit that hard. Their advertising was just absolutely huge across the world. And they made even more money worldwide than they did in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So Americans stopped buying the crap
mm-hmm.
that these companies were saying to them. And then they went worldwide with it. And, you know, you can actually go to African countries and see billboards
mm-hmm.
with a mom very happy with a bottle
mm-hmm.
in a baby's mouth with a real healthy, happy baby. And I'm a modern person, like an American, you know, with that
yeah.
sign across there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very appealing thing because everybody wants to be American, and this is what Americans do. And obviously, they're the richest, strongest country in the world. This is what a modern person does.
Mm-hmm.
So they tried this, you know, they're doing the same type of advertising elsewhere. And it really is criminal, because they know that if every woman in the world would breastfeed, that 800,000 babies would not die a year.
Wow. Say that again.
The number that the World Health Organization came up with is the pushing of infant formula causes 800,000 deaths of babies a year.
Mm. When we come back, let's talk more about that. We're talking about the gift of health.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
So how is the thyroid best checked?
The thyroid is checked with blood tests. A very common thing that occurs is that doctors check your thyroid and just check the TSH and say, oh, you're fine, it's not high. But the thyroid is much more involved than that. Matter of fact, we have about 35 blood tests for that. And one of the most important ones is the iodine levels. Because even if your thyroid levels are normal, if your iodine is low, then you don't have a properly functioning thyroid hormones.
Well, I know in our extensive blood work, iodine is included.
Iodine is included, especially here in Indiana. You need to include that, because otherwise you're missing a very big factor along those lines. People have been said, hey, you know, your thyroid's fine. We recheck it and then also do much further blood tests, especially the iodine. Mm-hmm. And once we get all those things balanced out, all of those symptoms that are coming from the low thyroid go away.
And you're talking about sometimes people come in and say, well, I was told my thyroid is fine, but they're just checking.
They're not really being thorough on the thyroid blood work. And you're not really checking the thyroid completely if you're not doing the iodine test too.
Iodine.
Right. Otherwise, if your iodine's low, it doesn't matter what the thyroid levels on the hormones say, because it's not going to be an active thyroid hormones.
So very important, the iodine.
Very important.
Included in the Prather profile.
That is.
Well, what is the percentage of people whose thyroid checks out normal?
Interestingly, in our office, it's only about 5%.
That have a normal thyroid.
Have a normal functioning thyroid.
Wow, 5%.
Right. Now, that's according not to disease care model, but according to the homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we deal with structure function. So once we can get people's thyroids actually normalized, it's amazing how many of those symptoms go away. It really has a very, very specific numbers is what is ideal. And it's ideal in everyone. One of the things that I've done is being able to educate the medical doctor and the nurse practitioners who come into our office, because they're like, well, the thyroid's normal. And I say, no, it's not. I have to show them on that as we start to get them trained, show them how important that is to get those thyroid numbers exactly where they need to be. And then all of a sudden, people say their symptoms go away. We can tell exactly when we get the numbers absolutely perfect that the person's going to get better. So the blood work is extremely accurate. It's just that they weren't being specific enough and thorough enough.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, we're talking today about the gift of health, and we're talking about breastfeeding. And Dr. Prather, before we went to break, you had a very strong statistic.
Yeah, and that's actually not my statistic.
Right, right.
That's the World Health Organization and the Center for Disease Control.
Can you repeat that again?
Certainly.
And explain why.
Absolutely. The World Health Organization, Center of Disease Control, says worldwide, if women would switch from infant formulas back to breastfeeding, there would be 800,000 less infant deaths a year.
So why is that happening? What is it about, you know,
breast milk versus formula? The nutritional benefits and the immune benefits of breast milk cannot be manufactured. Mm-hmm. You cannot make that. The nutritional needs of a child, of an infant, is specifically designed in the breast milk, and you're just never going to be able to duplicate that. Mm-hmm. And infant formula doesn't come even close to it. I mean, it's nutritionally, basically, you know, when you're talking about infant formula, it really has the cheapest things that they can put together to, it's borders on the, well, actually, I would probably say it's criminal.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're not talking about something along the lines that is hidden. The companies that are actually making the infant formula know this.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they even have things where they're paying hospitals for how many babies that leave there that are on formula.
Mm-hmm.
There is a very big push along those lines. There is a lot of corruption when, you know, you have political leaders that actually allow this to come into their society and impressionable type of people. And from the top to the bottom, they're actually paying off people to be able to promote their formulas.
Mm-hmm.
It's also within a population that really can't afford it.
Right. I was thinking about that.
Yeah. You know, when you're talking about infant formula, it's a $1,200 to $1,500 a year in cost for anybody.
Yeah, in these third world countries.
In these third world countries, that's a huge part of their
breastfeeding's
income.
Free. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot less expensive. And the statistics on that, just here in America, this isn't even on the worldwide, which has even bigger implications, because we have a much better sanitation system.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, infants that would have died because they weren't having the proper immune system in the rest of the world would still survive here, but there would be a lot of health consequences. When you talk about, according to this, these are Center of Disease Control statistics,
mm-hmm.
acute ear infections. A child who is breastfed,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to a child who is not breastfed, a child who is not breastfed has a 4 times greater chance of having ear infections than a child who is not breastfed.
Mm.
4 times
mm-hmm.
greater chance. Eczema, it's a 7 times greater chance for a child who isn't breastfed. For diarrhea and vomiting issues, going into the hospital for that, 2 times. Hospitalization from lower respiratory infections in the first year, it's 7 times greater.
Wow.
For a child who is not breastfed. Asthma, with a family history, is 6 times greater. And asthma with no family history is 8 times greater in developing in a child who is not breastfed.
And we've talked about, asthma.
Right.
So prevalent these days.
Childhood obesity is 4 times greater in children who are not breastfed. Type 2 diabetes throughout your life is 7 times greater that you will develop type 2 diabetes if you are not breastfed. 7 times.
Mm.
Acute lymphocytic leukemia, which hits children, is 4 times greater in non-breastfed infants. Acute myelogenous leukemia, these are the two main types of cancers that hit children, is 18 times greater chance in non-breastfed infants. Sudden infant death syndrome is 4 times greater in non-breastfed children. We talk about, well, what about for infants that are preterm? What do you do with that? Well, for those that, one of the main problems that occurs in preterm infants, one of the main reasons that they die is something called necrotizing enterocolitis, basically where their bowels are digested, is 100 times greater in non-breastfed children. And so it also, not only is it very important, but also preterm infants need to especially be breastfed. Because the leading cause of death is actually 100 times greater in the non-breastfed.
Wow.
So, I mean, what this does is you get your immune system from your breast milk.
Well, I was just thinking, too, the first that comes in is the colostrum.
Colostrum, correct.
Right. Can formula even create the colostrum?
We can't create colostrum.
And why is colostrum so important?
That is where you get your immunoglobulin A's, which start out the whole immune system in your whole body. So, the ability to fight off infections starts and ends with with what you get from your mom. So it will weaken your immune system for the rest of your life if you are not breastfed. The iron levels, iron anemia is a huge problem. Iodine levels, all those, the calcium, the minerals, everything is balanced out and is perfect in breast milk. And interestingly, as the child develops, there is a feedback mechanism between the saliva and the nipple, which says exactly what the nutritional needs of that child. And then the mother actually will shift the nutrition that goes into the breast milk according to exactly what that child needs.
Wow.
So there's a feedback type of a mechanism that shifts on almost a daily basis on exactly what that child needs.
That's pretty phenomenal. I mean, just thinking about our Creator and...
Yeah, just how perfect that is. And, you can't, even if you were perfect at designing it, you would have to test the child every day to be able to match breast milk. You know, it's incredible to think about.
Now, you've answer this question, but does breastfeeding make a difference in overall health of a child? I think you've proven that, right?
Well, it's something that was just so obvious as they did. The evidence was just so overwhelming that no one can really deny that.
Right. Now, what about the difference breastfeeding can make emotionally and psychologically in a child?
There's the whole bonding that takes place. There's an emotional bond that children develop that they don't develop if they don't have that breastfeeding experience. So there is a whole psychological, emotional, being able to be empathetic towards others comes from breastfeeding. That portion of the brain does not develop properly if breastfeeding isn't done. Plus, one of the things that's really fascinating is as a mom, and one of the things I tell new moms as they're breastfeeding is to look and gaze into the child's eyes. Because there is a laser like thing that actually goes from a mother's eyes to a child's eyes into their brains and develops the brains, especially the emotional portion of the brain, that doesn't occur with anyone else and cannot occur at any other time unless a mom is breastfeeding. And it only works with the mother of the child.
Interesting.
So there is a neurological connection that happens from the mother's eyes to the baby's eyes that is important for the overall emotional and psychological development of the child. Mm-hmm. So there's a bonding, there's a touching that takes place. So on an emotional, to have an emotional, psychologically, societal child that can work in society, care about other people, and be a productive individual is developed with that bonding with the mom. Mm-hmm. So not only for the immune system, the nutritional needs, but also for the emotional and psychological makeup of who that individual is going to be, is going to carry on throughout the rest of their life, and that is done with breastfeeding.
What about the difference in intelligence? What has it proven there?
A huge difference in IQs. Mm-hmm. If you want a smart child, breastfeed. One, you've got all the nutritional types of needs, the development of the brain, the sucking action develops the speaking ability of an individual, the confidence that actually occurs. If you want a smart child, the longer that you breastfeed, the smarter the baby is.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk more about the gift of health.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
I did figure out what type of doctor I would want to be, which is an anesthesiologist. Because just once, I'd like to walk in a room and go, "Hi, I'm Dr. Gaffigan. I'm going to give you some drugs so you can't talk or move. And one of these strangers is going to cut you open. Good luck." What draws someone to anesthesiology? I also prefer to sit during surgery. You ever see the anesthesiologist during surgery? They're always sitting there like, "I don't even know why I have to be here." "Yeah, they're still alive." "Anyone got the Wi-Fi password?"
Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the NDA List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row.
And we've been rated the top acupuncture provider by Google+.
Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048.
Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.
The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we're talking today about the gift of health, breastfeeding. And Dr. Prather, you are saying some strong statements from research that has been done. We're talking about the health benefits for the child, both emotionally, psychologically, intelligent-wise. Just very interesting just how you said that as a mother's breastfeeding, chemically things change for the needs of the baby.
Yes.
Which is, just an amazing thing of how we're created and
yes,
how God's created us.
Yeah.
Well, what are some of the benefits to the mother for breastfeeding?
Yeah, and one of the things I want to say is that the whole Center of Disease Control, World Health Organization, was quite sympathetic towards, you know, moms and all this. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that they actually said, and that's why I brought up who's responsible for making breastfeeding work. It's not just the mom. Mm-hmm. You know, moms are just easily guilt-ridden.
Yes, we are.
It doesn't take too much, and they feel a whole lot of pressure. This is something that is a society problem. This is not just mothers' problems. One of the things is we want to, not to make people feel guilty, but especially moms, but to, one of the things is that the health benefits, once that is realized, there is a much greater effort that takes place to breastfeed. You know, if it's no big deal, it's a problem, hey. But the importance of that, once that's pointed out, the compliance on that is much, much bigger. But it is much more than just the mom's responsibility. You need to have the support of the husband. You need to have the support of the family. You need to have the support of your work. And you need the support of society to make this work.
Right. And that, all that helped me, because breastfeeding actually was more difficult for me than birthing my children. I hate to say that, but it wasn't easy. And the help I received, and we're gonna talk about that and give out that information, helped me get through, you know, this first couple weeks.
Right. If you wouldn't have had my support and, you know, the support of others on there, if you had had a whole lot of negativity, I mean, you're tired. You just had a baby.
Yes.
It's something that is not just on, again, the moms to make this work. This needs to be a whole society effort to give the support that's necessary to make this work.
Right. Because it wasn't an easy thing for me to, you know, first to sit and do nothing. Well, you know, I'm not really the nurturing type. I'll be honest. So, yeah.
Yeah, it
didn't come easy.
No, it's a whole different type of thought pattern, and yes. So, you know, understanding the importance of this makes a huge difference in all the benefits. That's something that we need to work on, but there's actually a lot of benefits towards moms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's talk about that. What are the benefits to the moms?
Well, according to the Center of Disease Control, there's 2 times less breast cancer. So you cut your chances of breast cancer in half if you breastfeed.
Wow.
Which is great. Mm-hmm. Ovarian cancer, it's 5 times less if you have breastfed. Postpartum depression, there's a decrease on that. Mm-hmm. So there's a huge amount of things. And then also there's cost savings, $1,200 to $1,500 in just the first year.
Wow.
If you work on breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. There's some very definite health benefits towards the mom. Also, breasts don't sag over the years.
Reluctant to say that.
So even looks
sell it.
Even looks makes
and
a
we'll
difference.
We'll get those husbands involved.
The other thing is, there's some very interesting things that are going on. One of the benefits is we have the Affordable Health Care Act, and we'll be talking about that. But breastfeeding equipment and counseling is required to be paid 100% through the Affordable Health Care Act.
Oh, wow. Didn't know that.
That's one of the things. They actually went around and talked to new moms, and it was less than 2% that actually knew that was something that was available. And the hospitals and the, you know, that's not really information that's being put out there.
Right.
So just throwing that out, too.
So are these health benefits long-lasting?
Yes. You know, it's not just for the infants that you see the benefits, but these are actually long-term types of benefits for the child and for the mom. Even on an emotional level, they have found that there's a much stronger bond between the mother and a child throughout their entire life if the mom breastfed. So, you know, even on getting along with your children, it makes a very big difference for long-term type of benefit. And the health benefits last until, you know, you die. So people who actually have been breastfed live longer, are healthier, more active, more intelligent, do better in school and in life. You know, it's just on and on and on, all the benefits that occur throughout your entire life if breastfeeding is done.
Well, let's talk about problems with breastfeeding. What problems can you encounter?
Well, you know, when you're talking about breastfeeding, one, you just had a baby. You made a baby. Mm-hmm. Those things are very tiring. Then you also have to support and help to keep on nourishing that child. If you are low on your own nutrients, that becomes difficult. Because, like I said, the needs of the baby are met even if it has to sacrifice the mom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it works. So, you know, moms can have some deficiencies in calcium, zinc, B vitamins, all sorts of things that can start to occur that needs to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
And addressing those are a very important part of looking and taking care of the mother. Because the baby's going to get what it needs until you're sucked dry, and then it has some nutritional,
right,
you know, deficiencies. But if you've got any reserve at all, it's going to go to the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So
just like in pregnancy.
Right. So women who are pregnant, nursing, they need extra nutritional help that is not, you know, in other words, it's a huge requirement that's
right.
going on. And that needs to be addressed.
So how can these problems be avoided?
Well, you know, there needs to be some good diagnostic tests, find out what are the needs that are going on, how that can be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a matter of looking at that, not just going out there. And again, we need a whole society that comes alongside the mom and meets the needs.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about old societies, the ancient traditions, there were, when a woman became pregnant in many societies, there was a special diet set up for them
mm-hmm.
that they had to have.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they were breastfeeding, there was a special society diet that was set aside for them. In other words, they got the best of everything.
Right.
And
who prepared it?
Yeah, it was the whole village that actually made sure. It was the village that actually took care of them. They also had a special place.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of things that they didn't have to do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they had a special, you know, you were queen.
That sounds great.
But, you know, they understood that because, you know, the societies that took care of their moms had healthier, more active children, and that created a society that was successful. Those societies that didn't take care of their moms, they could not compete against those other societies. So the societies that took care of their moms were the ones that were successful and kept on surviving.
Yeah, and the sad thing is women seem so run down these days.
Understandable. You know,
trying to be so many things.
You know, you've got a mom who's working.
Mm-hmm.
They have to grab McDonald's on the way to work.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about now you've got nutritional needs. There was all this big mental strain, all these types of things that were weighing down on them. You know,
plus
and
the
now
guilt.
Now I got to think about breastfeeding.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's society needs to come alongside. We need to become smart like our ancient ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And moms have to have a special place, a special position. That needs to be brought about.
You are very passionate about this, aren't you?
I'm pissed. Because this is something that it's exciting that government is behind it. My grandfather was a chiropractor, and he was just, you know, because when my mom had me, it was 1957,
mm-hmm.
and that was the lowest point of the number of Americans who were breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Okay, that was kind of like the crest on that.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, all these doctors and everybody, the nurse and everybody, saying that, you know, I'm not taking care of my child because I'm not going to go to formula.
Mm.
And he said, sweetheart, they're idiots.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a faith and trust in what God has designed. I know this isn't true.
Mm-hmm.
The real research is actually showing that that's false. And you need to trust, you know, your own instincts,
mm-hmm.
Your own wisdom, because this is something that is just based off of greed and money, and they don't really care about your baby.
Mm-hmm.
So he convinced her to go on ahead and breastfeed, and I've been able to reap the benefits of that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we need to just stand up. But now, it's even better because now we're trying to turn this tide and the government and the officials are actually behind it.
Right. How many years later?
I know.
Well, then we'd have to tell your age, so. Listeners are out there doing their math.
Yeah, they're doing their math.
All right. When we come back, more on the gift of health.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. How can acupuncture help pain?
I've had many, many patients said that the acupuncture worked better than their cortisone shots mm-hmm. for the pain relief. And not only that, but it was they could do it as often as they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very nice type of thing. And we use the acupuncture a tremendous amount for any type of inflammatory or painful condition. Very, very excellent relief.
Well, in a way, is this how pain works? When one of those roadways are blocked,
mm-hmm.
then you have pain, correct?
Correct.
And acupuncture kind of opens that up.
Opens it up, redirects it. Absolutely. And we get amazing inflammatory relief.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's one of the things that we see on a regular basis. And we get quite a few referrals for pain relief from the acupuncture with excellent results.
What if someone's thinking acupuncture, you know, and they're afraid of needles?
Well, the nice thing is that we have, well, first off, the needles are as thin as a hair. When people think about needles, they think about a hypodermic needle. And you can put probably at least 5, maybe 10 of those needles in one hypodermic needle.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very, very thin. Also, they're rounded on the end. They're not sharp. So, you know, that you get very seldom do you get any bleeding. It's more of a toxic release if there is. But that will actually go in and kind of go between the skin cells. So there's very little problems. A lot of people compare it to a mosquito bite.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is if you are just not going to do needles,
mm-hmm.
we have lots of different alternatives. There's laser, there's electrical, we have an acupowder. I have several patients who do not even ever want me to show them a needle. They will pass out just like that.
Well, a lot of times you don't even feel it.
Well, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't. Matter of fact, I had a patient who was laying down and she says, "No, I'm deathly afraid of needles." And we're talking and I'm sitting there putting needles in her and we're going on and on. And she's laying face down, and she says, "Okay, tell me when you start."
You had already put it.
I had already done it.
That was sneaky.
She thought it was fun. Well, I wasn't trying to be sneaky. It just went that way. And
that
she says,
sneaky.
"Oh, you're kidding. I thought you were just checking the points." She said, "I didn't even feel it."
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, we're talking today about the gift of health, breastfeeding. And Dr. Prather, what are the goals of the CDC for breastfeeding?
Well, they want to make a difference and start to 2020 is when they really want to meet a lot of their goals, and they have specific goals. And one of the nice things, unlike some of the other things that are going on, like antibiotics and painkiller use, we're actually losing the battle. The Center of Disease Control is making, there's a definite progress in the number of women that are breastfeeding. So we are making progress, but we still have a long ways to go. The goals of the Center of Disease Control is that women would actually breastfeed and they would breastfeed exclusively. The ideal is exclusively for 6 months. Mm-hmm. So the only thing that the child gets is breast milk for the first 6 months. Mm-hmm. They also want every woman to breastfeed at least for a year. So that's one of the, you know, sort of their goals. Now, in the old world, the standard of breastfeeding was that it was up till four. Mm-hmm. So breastfeeding was something that was done until you were 4 years old is actually the goal. Mm-hmm. So exclusively for the first 6 months, and then you can start to add food in. But then also everyone should at least breastfeed for the first year. Mm-hmm. Okay? And if you can go longer, the ideal is to go to 4 years old.
You know, well, I was just thinking about this, how things like formula, it's all in the marketing.
Yes.
You know, does CDC have a marketing program? I mean,
they're going after the people who are authorities. They went to the doctors who actually birthed the babies, the obstetrician gynecologists, and they asked them, you know, are you aware now that breastfeeding is the best thing to do? And 80% said yes. There was 20% who disagreed. So mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we still have some old school type of people out there. Mm-hmm. Of them, they asked them, well, you know, do you know how to do consults on breastfeeding? And they didn't. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, even the physicians in the hospitals, you know, are actually don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a huge amount of problem. In 2006, 74% of all babies born in the United States was at least once breastfed.
Okay. That was 2006.
2006. Mm-hmm. Now, Indiana was only 63.6%.
So they were under that.
They were mm-hmm. under that. California, it's 91.6%. Hmm. So, you know, we really are a little bit behind. Mm-hmm. But we're back in sort of more the older type of a thought pattern. They want to get up to 81.9% by 2020 nationally. Breastfed for the first 6 months was only 43.5%. They want to get it up to 60.6%. In Indiana, it's only 37.7%. In California, it's 71.3%. Hmm. So, you know, we've got a lot of catching up. For breastfed for a whole year, for nationally, it's only 22.7%. Indiana, it's only 16.5%.
So we're consistently under.
We are underperforming. In California, it's 45.3% mm-hmm. of all babies are breastfed for the first year. Mm. Exclusively for 3 months, it was 33.6%. Indiana, 27.7%. California, it's 56.5%. Breastfeeding exclusively for 6 months is what the goal is. Mm-hmm. Only 14.1% nationally. In Indiana, it was only 13.8%. California is 27.4%. What their goal is to get at least 25% of all women to breastfeed exclusively for the first 6 months. Only 25% of employers provide lactation rooms. 24.2% of all infants received formula in the first 2 days mm-hmm. of their life here in America, and they want to reduce that. Mm-hmm. And then only 2.9% of all birthing facilities provide information or any type of a help for instruction on lactation.
Wow.
Only 2.9%. And that's one of the things that they're saying is we've got to get the healthcare physicians and the healthcare providers to get behind this. So mm-hmm. we only have less than a 3% support from our institutions at this point. So that's why we're doing a radio program on this, is because this is something that needs to be brought out nationally.
So let's talk about, well, how does structure function care help?
Well, structure function care can really help because, you know, you're talking about the problems that are associated with lactation. Mm-hmm. And one, if you're healthier, it's easier. The healthier you are, the easier it is to actually be able to breastfeed. Mm-hmm. There are also different types of herbs, different types of nutrients that can really help to bring in the milk. I've had many women who came in here. I had one woman who said, you know, I'm on day 3 and I'm not producing any milk. Mm-hmm. And the doctors are saying I'm going to need to switch my baby over to formula. Mm-hmm. You know, what do I do? I made up a little homeopathic, sent it down to her, and she was doing great. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. It just turned it right around. So there are natural types of ways to actually make that work, you know, to get that going. Also, we can actually do the diagnostics that are necessary to find out what the nutritional needs of the mom are to keep her healthy during that time, which will help her with the whole breastfeeding experience. So we can do the blood works to find out exactly what the nutritional needs are, where the deficiencies are. I had one poor woman who was breastfeeding, but she was, you know, her muscles were twitching all the time, and she was real nervous, agitated, and we did a blood test on her, and she almost had no calcium in her body. Mm. You know, I mean, the muscles were twitching because it was so low because the calcium was just being leached out. So we provided the nutritional needs, and she felt much better, and all of a sudden, you know, the baby was doing better too. Mm-hmm. She was going to have to quit breastfeeding. Right. Mm-hmm. So you see those different types of things, and that is not something that is looked at in the normal type of a practice to find those things that actually work. And those, all those things can really be answered in a structure function type of a way. Adjustments made a big difference. Acupuncture is very good. Auricular therapy helps to calm the mind and actually produce, make things work much better, especially mm-hmm. if there's some agitation going on. Because one of the things that is very good about structure function care is it can be done while you are pregnant or nursing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you notice, but it always says if you're pregnant or nursing, don't take pharmaceuticals. You shouldn't even be taking an aspirin. Mm-hmm. So the whole disease care model is completely gone. It is not available, should not be available to a pregnant woman or a woman who is breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. Those things are no longer available. So what do you do for to make improvement in your health care? You have to go structure function, because that is actually something that is recommended for pregnancy and for lactating moms.
Well, let's talk, because we have just a couple more minutes, and I want to make sure we get this information out. You know, where can new moms go for breastfeeding?
One of the great places that you went and that moms can go is the Lelechi League. It's been around for 60 years. It's well proven to be one of the best things that can actually occur. They do have an Indianapolis area hotline that you can call to get help. That number is 317-782-5082. Let me repeat that. 317-782-5082. And just in the Indianapolis area, there are five major groups that meet on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. You can call up and they will actually provide help. There are different types of counselors that occur within that. There's the International Board of Certified Lactation Counselors. There's the Certified Lactation Counselor. There's a Certified Breastfeeding Educator, and then there's also doulas. Mm-hmm. Each one of those have different types of ways of being trained. You can actually get on the Lelechi League, and that's LLLUSA.org is how you can get on there. So it's www.LLLUSA.org/locator/.
Okay, and I want to repeat the number for the Lelechi League Indianapolis Area Hotline, 317-782-5082. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather.
Thank
Very
you.
Very informative.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.